All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Bear Witness, so let's get started. She seems to collapse in on herself, and you step in close to catch her. She's racked with sobbing as you guide her to a chair, and Mara follows, the two of you sitting with her as she quietly sobs. Okay, can you explain what's going on? I take it you're friends with Tyler. He's my cousin. She's not doing well after he broke up with her the way he did. What are you talking about? Are you okay if I tell her what happened? Moira pulls the legs up to the chair, almost like she's seated in the fetal position. So obviously not. She nods once and you look back to Moira, so it's a begrudgingly thing. So, they've been having issues. You explain what happened, according to Moira's story, and you notice that Moira's face slowly shifts from bewildered to angry. When you finish telling her, she's quiet for a moment before leaning in and wrapping her arms around Moira. I'm so very sorry, Moira. I had no idea he did that. I'm gonna have a talk with him, and afterwards I expect he'll be calling you. You deserve an explanation. You can't just tell her. No, it has to come from Tyler. If he doesn't want to do it, I'll make sure he comes around. Okay. I'm going to give you my number. If you don't hear from him in the next couple of days, call me, okay? Moira nods her head and her face streaked with tears. Mara stands, looks at you, and hands over the book. I'll find something else for him. You're sure? Yeah. It was a cop-out buy anyway. I'll come up with something a little more thoughtful. Thank you. Mara presses a business card into your hand. If she doesn't hear from Tyler in the next few days, call or text and let me know. I will. She smiles at you, reaches down and squeezes Moira's shoulder and looks and heads out, rather. Are you gonna be okay? Yes, I think so. Okay, come on, let's get you this book. You help her to her feet, helping to wipe the tears from her face and walk her over to the counter, placing the book down. The clerk looks at Moira with concern. Are you okay? Oh my God, sorry about that. Are you okay, sweetie? Moira nods her head in response. Just a run-in with an ex's cousin. Got it. Okay, that'll be $43.20, which is standard for those books. They're expensive, guys, but you can get a bunch of digital ones on Humble. They have those a lot. I've got it. Hold on a minute. Let's not do that. Moira hands a small stack of bills over to the clerk, who counts them and then gives Moira some coins in exchange. Moira picks up the book and holds it to her chest. Thanks for stopping in. Sure thing. Have a good morning. The clerk smiles and nods at her, and the two of you head to the exit. Morning. Moira looks up at you, eyes questioning. You look back at her. Sorry, guys, old habits. I'm used to buying the things, and I need to stop doing that. I don't need to be that guy, because that guy gets taken advantage of. That's one thing I'm trying to break myself, you know? I can't quite do that. It's taken a lot, but you have to do it. You really do have to do it. You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. I'm not saying you can't ever do it, but I'm saying you don't want to be that guy that's just like, oh, I'll take care of it. Because then she'll use, oh, my husband, oh, my boyfriend, he'll take care of it. Then you're that guy. And once you're that guy, you don't ever not become that guy. She lets out a sharp laugh that evolves into giggles and leans into you as you step out of the shop. It's past 7 in the morning when you're awakened by your phone receiving multiple texts. When you look, you see that Moira has messaged you. So I hate to ask, but can you come with me? I mean to see Tyler. He messaged late last night, and we set a time to meet over breakfast this morning. You don't have to if you don't want to. It's no big deal. I was just hoping to have someone with me. You're probably sleeping. I'm sorry if I woke you. You can... something. You can just ignore this. Wow, she really went through a whole thing there, didn't she? I don't want to really go too far on her path. I wish I could, but I'm exhausted and I've got a lot to do today, but let me know how it goes. You send the text and put the phone back down. Perhaps 10 minutes later, there's a response. It's okay, I will. You lay back down and try to get a little more sleep before class. You're in the kitchen getting yourself some coffee when Athena walks in. Good morning. Look, I can't resist the goth girl. I'm sorry. Maybe it might be the one I go with in this game. She smiles at you when you lean in and kiss her gently. Good morning. I was hoping to talk to you. Got a couple of minutes? Yeah, sure. And I do like the fact that she's disheveled, because that's literally what you get with, like, you know, it's in the morning. Contrary to popular belief, women just don't look like they walked out of an Instagram shoot when they get up in the morning. Some of you guys don't know that yet, and it's sad. It kind of makes me worried for the next generation. It's cool that we have AI and stuff that can make a woman look her best 24 hours a day, but that's not true for most human beings. Like, I don't look great when I first get out of bed either. You grab your coffee and follow Athena to her room. Athena sits on her bed and motions for you to sit next to her. She looks at you, blushes, and looks away again. She's quiet for a moment, so you wait patiently for her to start. So, she fidgets a bit with her hands and looks you in the eye. Is this a thing? Like, are we really together, or is this like what I've got with Heidi? You're asking me if we're together or just together? Is there any other way to do it? She lets out a huff and glares at you. You know what I mean. Yeah, I know. As far as I'm concerned, we're together. You? She smiles and leans in, resting her forehead on your chest. Yeah. You reach down, lift her chin up, tilting her face to yours. You press your lips to hers, kissing her, your tongue sliding against one another's. Where's my music? When you finally break free for air, she smiles at you and then giggles. You are so fucking adorable. I know a lot of goth girls that would slap you in the fucking mouth for that. Unless they were really smitten with you. Then they go into, they literally go into girly mode. Like, don't let people tell you that shit doesn't happen, because it does. Prickly on the outside, soft on the inside. I already know. But she's got tattoos and she dresses all like hardcore and rides a motorcycle. She's still a woman in the inside, guys. It's literally the thing. Any woman that's not, she's become bitter, and that's not something you want to deal with. When that soft side becomes rotten, and there's a lot of ways that can happen. Sometimes it's shit she reads on the internet. Sometimes it's literal shit that happened to her that she can't fix. That's hard to deal with. But yeah, for the most part, you can probably get by with it at this stage. Shush, and here I am telling you how to get the, what, big titty goth girls? Because I, like, was with them, so I know. Like, I was with one, and she was a girly girl inside. Like, I used to be a cheerleader, and I used to do all this and that. Here, see? Here's me. Like, dude, she literally showed me her cheerleading photos and shit. And, no, I'm being real. Like, there was Slipknot and all kinds of posters on the wall. She dressed full-on goth like you would see. Hot Topic style, you know, all that. But, oh, yeah, she was totally a girly girl. I mean, we watched horror movies and stuff, but yeah, it's still a woman. People think for some odd reason it's not gonna be, but yeah, you're getting a woman when you get a woman. Like, either way, if you're wanting something else, then I might suggest men. She smacks your arm and then leans in and kisses you again. I love you. I love you too. So, I want you. I want to finally, you know. Oh, she wants to do the thing. What? She pulls in closer to you, wrapping her legs around your waist and pressing her lips close to your ear. I want you inside me. Oh, If her proximity weren't enough, those words make you immediately hard.
Hard, yeah.
You realize your dick is in entirely the wrong position for this, but as uncomfortable as it is, you decide reaching down to adjust wouldn't be very romantic. Athena nips at your ear, that's nice, and you find yourself pushing her on the bed, kissing her. She wraps her legs around you again, holding you close to her. Her hand reaches under her shirt, she's not wearing a skirt, and finds her hand in her hard. Ooh, let's try that all again. Her hand reaches under her shirt and finds her hard nipple waiting. You play with it, gently tugging at it in the ring she has attached to it. Oh, shit. When they're distracted, you take a moment to adjust your crotch just in time for her hand to slide over your cock. She caresses you through your pants, and you just can't help but groan into her mouth. Okay, we gotta stop. Wait, what? I gotta get ready for class. Oh, that was a teaser, Mr. Blue Balls. We have time, I think. You really want our first time to be a quickie? She's not wrong. Man, don't you hate when that man of logic throws a book at you? Is that a trick question? Haha, tonight, okay? Yeah, absolutely. Dork. I literally got said that is a real thing, too. The goth girl that I was with. Oh, you're such a dork. But I like geeks and dorks. Like, she literally did. She kisses you again and then pushes you off of her. I'll see you tonight. You bet your ass you will. I love you. Haha, love you too. You kiss her one last time before heading up to your bedroom. Oh yeah, by the way, she was cute too. I'm not saying all this wasn't like a big fat girl. Well, she is kind of now, but it's like 30 years later, so things happen and people change. But yeah, when we were dating, she looked just like Athena here. Like, pretty much just like her. So I'm like, wow, that's really surprising. Don't know if she had the tats. I can't remember that much, but I do remember body shape. I mean, you look at this girl naked and you're like, oh my god, man, she's fucking perfect. So yeah, I've literally had these experiences, guys. I'm not just making this shit up in my head. The sex didn't go so well because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But other than that, it was interesting. It was funny. Which isn't supposed to be the way sex is described, but I remember a good friend of mine, he's a preacher now, but he said before, I asked him a question. I said, why do you have comedy books and sex books? Because, yeah, they had sex books when I was rooming with some friends. Why do you have the comedy books and the sex books in the same spot? He said, because there's a lot of comedy in sex. There's a lot of humor. They're about the same thing. And I've never forgotten that. It's important to laugh and have fun when you're having sex. Or any kind of intimacy. That, I think, people don't do that. They take it a little real serious these days, you know? That's why a lot of relationships don't work, I think. People can't find humor in anything. You're in your room when you catch Heidi trying to sneak up on you out of the corner of your eye. You bide your time, and when she attempts to pounce, you spin around in your chair and let out a roar. Ha ha ha, not this time. Oh my god, I think I peed my pants a little. As many times as you made me nearly shit myself, I think it's about time you were on the other end of that. Jeez, okay, let me sit down for a moment. Honestly, I think my heart skipped like 6 beats there. Well, don't die on me. Better come give me some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You grin at her and move to sit next to her. She leans up and kisses you, then punches you in the chest. Oof! It didn't hurt that much. Ow. Hey, jerk. Aha, you deserved it. So what's up? Just coming in here to scare me, or was there something else? Well, I was gonna ask you if you wanted to come with me to dance practice tonight. Oh, okay, this isn't your usual night. Anything in particular going on? Yeah, actually, there's a dance competition in December. You can compete either solo or as a couple. That's cool. So I was wondering... Yes? You grin at her, waiting patiently. You look so smug right now, I want to punch your face. Ha ha, just ask already. Fine. Will you be my dance partner? Aye! You know what? That sounds awesome. Really? Of course, I've been enjoying dance practice with you a lot. I think we should put these skills to the test. Oh! She wraps her arms around you, hugging you tight. Thank you so much. Aha, no problem. Do you need me to change now? Please. Okay, give me a few and I'll meet you at the car. Yay! She stands and skips out of the room. You throw some clothes on suitable for dance practice and head out to meet her. Okay, after the short drive to the dance studio, Heidi turns on some salsa music and you both begin dancing in unison. Wow. She's a hell of a dancer. Whoops. The hours pass swiftly as the two of you practice together. You've been doing this long enough now that you have a great feel for one another's tempo. God, you're so fucking hot. It is a spicy set of scenes there, folks. Really passionate. I love these renders. Eventually, you feel the perfect moment to spice things up, staring into her eyes. You lean in and kiss her, softly at first, but with more passion as she leans into you. Yeah, these are amazing renders. You guide her back towards the ballet bar, and her butt hits if you break away and reach down to peel off her pants. She steps out of them, and you stand up to kiss her again, fingers sliding over her already wet pussy. Here we go, guys. Here's your scene. She whimpers into your mouth, her hands clutching and grasping at your shoulders needfully. You slide your hand down to her thigh, then guide her leg up until her foot is hooked over the bar. Let's tease her a bit. Grim, please! Ha ha ha! You move your face incredibly close to her wet pussy without touching it. Grim! She forces your face into her and you begin licking her delicious pussy. Heidi throws her head back, eyes closed. Oh, fuck! You lap at her pussy, tongue sliding over her clit, then along both sides of her slit. You tease her a bit with one hand while the other caresses her thighs until your fingers slip between her lips and inside. Shit! Her hips butt forward as you lick and suck at her, her fingers tight in your hair, guiding you where she wants you. Oh my god. Oh, you continue her assault on her sex, licking, sucking, fingers curling up inside to stroke against her G-spot. Her hips are moving back and forth now, and she's moaning and whimpering with each touch, each lick. Oh fuck, Grim, I need you inside me, please. You stand up swiftly, yanking your clothes off. You pick up Heidi and move her to the wall. You're coming with me, beautiful. And I think he means both, guys. You place her against the wall, begin to slowly insert your cock into her drenched pussy. Eep! She's panting and groaning now, arms around your neck. You hug both your legs and hold her up against the wall as your cock finally bottoms out inside her. Oh, fuck, so deep. Keep fucking me, please. You start out slow, pumping your hips at a steady rhythm as the two of you kiss and hold each other. As her breath picks up, so does your pace, until eventually she's nearly screaming as you pound her soap pussy. You've never been quite this deep inside her. She's taking your entire length, and the angle of her body has you exploring her innermost depths. Ugh, you're so tight, Heidi. Ah! Her fingers are clawing the top of your shoulders as she finally climaxes, whimpering and moaning as she shakes. Oh, fuck! Oh my god! Grim, I love you! Fuck! Coming! She comes extremely hard, digging her nails into your back and arm. Her admission pushes you over the top and you feel your orgasm swiftly approaching. Pulling out. I'm coming, Heidi! You pull your cock from her pussy, pressing it in against her as your cum spurts out over her belly. Blech. You groan, sliding your hips back and forth a few more times as you finish. She shivers again, her hands losing their grip on your shoulders, so you hold her in place for a moment. You two finally recover from earth-shattering orgasms and kiss. When you pull away again, you smile down at her and touch her nose with yours. I love you too. What? You told me you loved me. I was saying it back. Oh, I mean, unless that was just in the heat. She pulls you to her again, kissing you hard. I meant it. I've fallen for you hard. I truly love you, Grim. It's like, I love you, Grim! Good. I mean, he's got a lot of women that have said that to him so far. Man, this is gonna get prickly. You eventually guide her down to her feet until she's standing on her own, and she pulls back from you, smiling. She leans against you, and the two of you hold one another for a while until it's time to depart. Okay, you're in the shower when you hear a call coming in on your phone. You don't have time to answer it, but when you finish up and check it, you see it was your dad calling. That must be him letting me know how everything went. He left a voicemail. I'll have to check that when I get a moment. You dry off, then make the trek upstairs to throw some clothes on. You've long since stopped bringing your clothes with you into the bathroom, as neither of your roommates care if you walk around in just a towel. Hell, Heidi appreciates it when you don't, as evidenced by the wolf whistle you hear behind you as you walk through the living room into your room. You laugh to yourself at her brazenness as you take the last few steps to your room. Okay, almost. One stress, you start reading a book on your phone and lay back in your bed. You keep glancing at the time, wondering when Athena will be ready for your date. After an hour or so, you start to question if she really was ready. Perhaps she's too nervous? Maybe she changed her mind about the relationship. You're in the midst of this emotional crisis when your phone finally chimes. It's her, and the text simply says, "Come to my room." Okay, here we go. You head downstairs, all this waiting having helped put you in a more nervous mindset as well. Even if Athena isn't feeling the jitters over this, you started to. All of that is completely swept aside when you open her bedroom door to find her laying back on her bed waiting for you. Here we go. Oh, you are Athena. You're just beautiful. Come in and close the door. You close the door behind you and begin moving towards the bed. Athena signals for you to come to the bed. You follow her signal and hop into her bed, cuddling up with her. You really are stunning. So are you, my love. You smile at her. It feels like her calling you that should be a little awkward. But she puts so much emotion into the words, you can't help but feel the way she... Bleh. You can't help but feel them the way she meant them. You caress her back and lean in to kiss her softly. It's a gentle, closed-lipped kiss, but it's sensual. Eventually, she slides in closer and parts her lips, and you press your tongue to hers. The two of you wrap your arms around one another as you kiss. You can feel her heart racing, and you realize she is much more nervous than she appears. You pull back and look into her eyes, stroking her cheek. Don't be nervous. We can do anything you want tonight, and anything you don't, we won't. I like that. I know, it's been a while. It hasn't been that long. You and Heidi, I mean with a guy, it's been a long, long time. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I was trying to be clever there. It's okay, I like it when you joke around. It isn't as, like, over the top as Heidi. You're more subtle. Though I think a brick to the side of the head is more subtle than Heidi's humor. Haha, true. You press your hand to her cheek and lean in for another kiss. A moment later, you feel her hands slide over your crotch and her fingers squeeze your cock through your underwear. She's testing the waters. Your hand slips to her breast and you find her hard nipple through the lingerie, your thumb slipping across the piercing to caress it. She whimpers into your mouth and surprisingly takes the initiative, sliding her hand beneath the elastic of your underwear. Her fingers are warm as they curl around your cock and she squeezes it again. Oh fuck, that feels good. Then you're gonna love this. She climbs on top of you and kisses you fiercely. Man, she is passionate. She presses a hand firmly to your chest, lowering you backward, and she slides down your body. She peels your underwear off and your cock springs free. She tosses your last bit of clothing aside. Wow, you're big. Like what all the girls say in AVN games. Hee hee hee. She wraps her hands around your swollen member. She's smiling up at you, eyes half-lidded as she strokes you up and down with both hands. You feel her warm breath on you and it makes your entire cock twitch. She hums happily as she slides her fingers to the base of your rod, holding it firmly. Oh my god, baby. She's delicately stroking her hand over your rock-hard cock while her eyes never break eye contact, I'll bet. I bet you're gonna like this a lot more. Ha ha, such a beautiful cock. She grabs your cock and angles it to her mouth and gently kisses the head, sending shockwaves through your body. You groan at this lewd vision, and midway through that groan as her pierced tongue slides over you, making your voice rise into a full-throated moan. Athena, you're amazing. She smiles around your cock and begins her assault on it in earnest. Her lips sliding up and down, fingers moving with them, stroking you. She's devoting all her sensation to sucking your cock, so you lay back and just slip into the sensation entirely. We're not gonna leave you out on an H scene, folks. Just give us a minute. Or a sex scene? I mean, it's not necessarily hentai. Holy shit! Yep, she's doing the thing. Athena bobs her head up and down, completely devouring your cock. You glance down from time to time, and she's focused entirely on the blowjob. It's one of the best you've ever had, and you feel your orgasm swiftly approaching. Fuck, Athena. Baby, you're gonna make me come. That's the whole point, isn't it? Ah, so close. Shit. Ah, coming! She hums an affirmative around the head of your cock, and you no longer try to hold back. Within a moment, your body shakes and you begin filling your mouth with your seed. Oh my god! She tries desperately to take it all in, her throat working as she swallows, but some still leaks down to your shaft. When she swallowed the last of your load, she smiles at you and then drags her tongue up your shaft, collecting the rest of your cum and swallowing it as well. Oh fuck, you're so fucking sexy. I take it you approve? Yes, yes, I fucking do. Damn. I'm glad. It's been a while. Well, you're fucking incredible. Thank you. She kisses the side of your dick, which is mostly still hard. You're very welcome. Now you're the one with too many clothes on. You're gonna strip me then? Get your ass up here. You reach down and drag her up as she giggles. She helps you unfasten the bra. That does help. God damn, your tits are fucking perfect. I've said that before. You begin to pull off her panties and notice she begins to look a bit nervous. Once they're fully off, she closes her legs and places her hands in between her legs, blocking your view of her pussy. Athena, I'm just nervous and a little self-conscious. You got absolutely nothing to be nervous about. You're amazing, and we'll take this slow. Okay. Good. I'm going to spread your legs slowly, alright? I love you. Wow. You're perfect. Come here. You pull Athena up and kiss her gently, ignoring the fact that you just came in her mouth. Not necessarily the best time to kiss her. Eventually, her lips part and your tongue start battling as she seemed to calm down a bit and is ready to continue. You push her playfully back onto the bed and decide to tease her a bit. Baby, you had nothing to be nervous about. Your pussy is perfect. You slowly insert your finger into her drenched pussy, which makes her body shudder as she lets out a soft moan. Now I need to taste this perfect pussy. I'm all yours. You smile at her before sliding your tongue against her vulva, dragging it flatly across her pussy and up over her clit. You flick your tongue against her clit repeatedly, then kiss up and over her mons and back down. Ah, oh my god. I love you. She watches you, smiling, fingers playing with her nipples. You decide to step up your game, pressing your lips to her clit and stroking it with your tongue. Ah! Her breath catches and you think you finally found the right spot to focus on with her. But after many minutes of licking and sucking, she's mostly just wetter. You try to double down, sucking at her clit as you slide a finger inside her, but she stops you and pulls you up to her. No, I want the first time you make me come to be with that gorgeous cock. I want to make you come more than once tonight, babe. That's really hard for me, Grim. I can't usually come more than once. Not even Heidi can get me there twice in a night. Well, damn. You lean down and kiss her, and she grabs your hips, guiding you so that your cock is pressed to her sex. You ready? Please put your cock inside me. I want to feel you. She guides you inside her slowly as you push your hips forward, taking it inch by inch. She's unbelievably tight, and it takes a couple of minutes of gentle rocking back and forth to get you inside her, but when you're done, you're nearly all the way in, and you see a look of discomfort flash across her face. Ouch. You okay? Yeah, you're just so fucking big, so start slowly, okay? And she means it. Of course. Ah, you're so tight! You kiss her again and begin slowly pulling back, then pushing forward. You let her guide your pace. As you gently fuck her, her pussy molds entirely to your cock with each thrust. The pace begins to quicken, and she doesn't say a word, just nods when she's ready for you to speed up. She's quiet as you fuck her harder, just a soft grunt coming from her each time you thrust inside. Ah! Let's switch positions, baby. How do you want it? Lay down next to me. Abiding by her words, you lay down next to her and position your cock at her entrance. This work? Yes! Ready to keep going? Please, Grim. Fuck me. You once again enter her extremely tight pussy, both heaving out moans of pleasure as you push forward inch by inch. Do it, baby. Fuck me. Ah! You're sliding in and out of her wet pussy with ease. She pulls you very close to her and whispers, I'm on the pill. Don't worry about where you come. Just fuck me. Make me yours. Oh, shit. These words urge you on, and you begin fucking her harder. You bottom out inside her a moment later, and you realize she can't take your entire length as she winces. You adjust yourself, making sure each thrust is as far as you can go without hurting her. Within minutes, she's whimpering and moaning, her fingers on her breast, tugging at her nipples almost violently as you fuck her. Oh, I'm so close. The words are barely out of her mouth when her entire body tenses up and her hips thrust at you. Her hips thrust up at you. Your entire length is forced all the way inside her, the head of your cock against her cervix as her pussy pulses around you. Fuck. Oh, I can feel. Oh, fuck. She bucks again hard, and this time the head of your cock hits her deepest spot inside again. You're sensitive now, and your entire body jolts with the impact. She pulls you tight to her, crushing her lips against hers as she shakes a few more times, hips coming up off the bed. That's all you had to do onto her. That's all you can do to hold onto her as she finally begins to come down from her climax. Her chest heaving, she drops her head back and lets out a breath. Her whimpering climax pushes you over the top and you come inside her as deep as it can possibly go inside her. I'm coming, Athena! Ah! Ah! Holy shit! Holy shit is right! Haha, wow! Yeah, I usually come pretty hard, but that was a lot. It was sexy as fuck. I couldn't help but follow right after. I love you. I love you too. Sleep here with me? Maybe we can do this again in the morning. Or the middle of the night if we're feeling it? Aha, we'll see. You wore me out there. You pull out of her. Your well-lubed clock. There's no clock here. Cock sliding from her pussy as you lay next to her. Should we get cleaned up? No. We're just gonna make more of a mess anyways. Plus, I like feeling your cum in me and on me. Fuck, you keep talking like that, we're gonna go again sooner rather than later. She pulls you to her again, kissing you softly. No, not yet. Later. Lay with me, baby. Anything you want. You kiss her neck and then settle in. You listen to her breathing as it slows, and she eventually falls asleep. Well, isn't that nice? Love you. Now, that was a nice, wholesome sex. No craziness, no hardcore shit. It just works. Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Bear Witness on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned. I'm out.